Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off this week's daily editorials with an update from Caliber Mining. Trade on the TSX under the symbol CXB and on the OTCQX under the symbol CXBMF. I'm chatting with Ryan King, Vice President of Corporate Development and IR. Now, Ryan, it's been actually a little while since you and I chatted. The last time I got an update from you for Caliber Mining was back in late summer of last year. And you know what? The company continues to move forward and grow the production at La Libertad and La Limón. Both of these were acquired back in late Q4 2019. Ever since that time, the company has just continued to grow production and also has a very significant exploration program continuing. Let's start off with some of the production updates, please. Can you give us an update on what the production estimates are for this year and also just recap some of the growth that we saw in 2020, please?
Sure, and thanks very much for having me back on the show. Yeah, it's been some time since we had a fulsome update, and yeah, it's been an exciting time. Even during a difficult pandemic year, Caliber had a strong year. We had originally guided for 125 to 130,000 ounces last year. Fortunately, through the hard work of our teams and leadership of our chief operating officer, we were able to deliver 136,000 ounces last year. And we were able to do that at a little over $1,000 an ounce, all in sustaining costs. So we beat on the high end of our production, and we beat on the low end of our cost guidance for the year, again, in a difficult time. And that is largely driven by the fact that we operate the assets differently. We've talked about this briefly, but how we operate now is through a hub and a spoke operation. So the hubs being our mills, the spokes being our satellite deposits. And we've had a significant increase for our guidance for 2021 over 2020, a 30% top line production growth over 2020. So this year we're guiding now for 170 to 180,000 ounces of production. And that's largely driven by the new satellite deposit that we've just brought on stream, which we call Pavón. And Pavón was part of the acquisition from B2 Gold. But when we acquired it, it hadn't been worked on since 2015. It was viewed as a smaller underground deposit. And so when we started looking at it in early 2020, we put out a resource estimate that said we thought, and the resource calculation was about 300,000 ounces in all categories at 5 grams per ton gold, starting at surface. So we advanced that last year through all of the permitting, and we actually got our a section of it called Pavón Norte permitted in July, and we finished the design, we finished the construction, and in January of this year, we announced that we were starting to mine and haul Pavón ore into the Libertad facility. Again, this is the newest spoke or satellite deposit, which is having a positive impact on our growth and production.
Ryan, let's talk about some of the financial metrics as well, because these assets have been very profitable for the company. Give us a little recap of some of the financials you can share with us from 2020 and the growth there, please.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you're right. I mean, these have been very accretive for us. But the big thing is that, you know, we stepped back and we looked at the assets with a fresh set of eyes. I mean, when we acquired the assets, the Libertad facility and mine was actually heading towards closure, right? And that's really important because, as we have evolved the assets, Libertad has become a pretty significant contributor and key asset for us going forward. A large mill with a significant amount of capital sunk into that facility. And so we wanted to look at the assets differently and see what could be if we were to utilize the infrastructure in country, utilize favorable haulage costs and what that could lead to. So in the year that was in 2020, Libertad was actually supposed to head towards closure in that year. We've provided a multi-year outlook that gives us 4 to 5 years of mine life collectively, utilizing all of the processing plants we have, Limón and Libertad. And yeah, last year we did about $110 million of mine operating income. We invested significantly in exploration and mine development for future growth. So we actually had net income of about $63 million, or about almost 20 cents. It was actually 19 cents a share of earnings last year. And from 2020 versus 2019, we added $20 million of free cash onto our balance sheet. So at the end of 2020, we're sitting at $53 million in cash. We paid off all of our debts. We are now debt-free and unhedged after a very strong transformational year in 2020.
That's impressive growth and building up that cash position. Ryan, can you give us a little update when it comes to the production this year, how some of the financials might be impacted by these generally higher energy costs? I understand these are main components in production.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, the energy cost increases are going to be factored into your production or your operating costs. And so, it's labor, it's energy, it's things like you just said, fuel, etc. For us, we work with a mining contractor and a hauling contractor. So I think in our contracts, roughly 75% are fixed rates, fixed contract rates. 25% would be the fluctuations of the energy price. So we're relatively sheltered from significant swings. Only about 25% of that small component would see increases. So yes, indeed, we may see increases because of the recent rise in energy prices, but only a small fraction of the hauling and producing costs or mining costs would be exposed to that. So I think we're in good shape. I mean, we've guided for $1,040 to $1,140 all-in sustaining costs this year. And yes, it's a larger range, and 170,000 ounces to 180,000 ounces of production. So I think we're in a good position. I mean, the way things are tracking now, we're kind of on scope within budget for the year, although, we're only, not even through the first quarter of the year. But as things are tracking right now, in line with our expectations. So we're in a good position.
So this production growth that you guys are estimating for this year, coming in now at, let's say, 170 to 180,000 ounces, as you outlined, is that maximizing the capacity at the mill?
Yeah, that's a really important question. And that's really the value opportunity that Calibre has to offer. I mean, let's just quickly go through what 2020 was. So 2020 was a year, a concept of hub and spoke. So, Libertad, as we said, was heading towards closure. So we said, okay, well, let's see if we can truck, mine a little bit more material at Limón, put it in a truck, and bring it over to Libertad and process it there rather than expanding, spending a bunch more capital and expanding your Limón mill. Rather than doing that, let's put it in a truck. Let's bring it down to Libertad and process it there. In the first quarter of 2020, we did about 250 tons per day from Limón down to Libertad, which is roughly 250 kilometers. And that concept worked. In the first quarter of 2020, roughly 20% of the metal that was produced at Libertad came from other sources. So in seeing that it was working accretively, not only from a cost basis, but a metal production basis, we started to increase that haulage. Of course, Q2 was impacted by the COVID pandemic. We had a self-imposed shutdown. But in Q3, we did 850 tons a day from Limón to Libertad. And in Q4, we were over 1,000 tons a day. So we've got the approvals of the Ministry of Labor, the Ministry of Transport within our union groups, within our social license to operate. And there's no restrictions of where this could go. I mean, again, we've got good infrastructure in country, favorable haulage costs, supportive local communities, supportive government. And that's really the opportunity in front of us. So we're utilizing this hub and spoke approach to continue to keep good mine life in front of us at Libertad. But also we're looking at the opportunity there because today and in 2021, we're only utilizing between 40 and 45% of the mill's capacity. And we're still going to be producing roughly 110 to 120,000 ounces of gold. through the Libertad facility this year. And so when you think about this and what the opportunity could be is that, okay, there's scope and scale to go from 50 to 75% utilization. Now, you know, what that could look like would be at 3 grams per ton through to 5. So we have a couple of nice slides in our presentation that show what this could look like utilizing the available capacity in this mill. Now, some of it will be based on exploration success, there's no doubt. But in our organization today, based on resources and reserves, we put out a PEA last year that shows roughly about 120,000 ounces for the next 3 years, or 100,000 ounces going through that facility, utilizing the resources and reserves at the end of 2019. Now, if we're successful in finding new, which we're starting to look abroad, not just at the Libertad and Limón properties, but we're expanding our scope because we've got another project called Eastern Borosi, which we're now doing infill drilling on and expanding resources there. And we believe that will be our next satellite deposit that we would put in a truck and truck down to Libertad instead of having to build a standalone mill. So, you know, at 3 grams per ton using 75% of the mill's capacity, we're at 150,000 ounces a year. At 100%, at 3 grams, we're at 200,000 ounces a year. And keeping in mind, we're not, you know, we don't have additional capital to put into this mill. It's in very good shape. It's ready to turn back on the second SAG mill or ball mill and see additional throughput. So that's a really unique organic growth opportunity and very low cost for the company.
All right, let's also talk about some of the exploration potential and who knows, bringing on just another satellite deposit. Where does the company stand with exploration in terms of drills on the ground? And share with us some of the main targets too, please.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, so I think today on Calibre's 100% owned ground, we've got 13 drill rigs operating. So I mentioned about Pavón, and Pavón hadn't had any work done to it or on it in terms of drilling that was included in our most recent updates since 2015. And so our exploration team has been out mapping and sampling across that landscape. We've identified a couple of additional vein targets to the south of where we're currently mining. And so we've got two rigs there drilling along strike and down plunge of current zones. That's starting to look like a new gold district that hasn't had a lot of exploration in a long time. So that's an exciting opportunity for growth. Then we come over to our Limón asset. So the Limón mill and the Limón mine, largely driven by today, the Limón open pits. And just for context, Limón has been in production for decades. I think it started in production back in the 40s. And has produced over 3 million ounces of gold within this 200 square kilometer land package. And last year, we were successful in finding another new zone, which we call Atra Vasada, where we had drill results ranging from 6-7 grams per ton gold over 6 to 10 meters, roughly less than 100 meters from surface. So there's no resource at Atra Vasada. It's a new zone that's been discovered. And so we're following up on that, the open pits and other areas like Panteon within this land package, where last year Panteon was a discovery for us as well. And we had grades like 50 grams over 5 meters, 8 grams over 4, 13 grams over 6. So we've got two drill rigs operating at Panteon, I believe one at Atra Vasada today. And then over at the Libertad property, a large land package. We've got 3-4 drill rigs operating there on a number of mapped out vein systems that come to surface. We're doing lots of additional geological structural reviews. We're about to initiate a large 7,000 kilometer geophysical airborne survey across all of the assets to help refine and target new opportunities. And then, as I just mentioned on this Eastern Borosi project, this was a legacy Calibre asset that we had in the portfolio prior to the deal with B2 Gold. And so now today we can look at this asset rather than a standalone exploration company and needing a standalone mill. Our view is that, hey, we know the infrastructure is good. We know we can haul for favorable rates. Let's look at the Eastern Borosi project as another spoke or satellite deposit. And Today, there's 700,000 ounces there at 5 grams per ton gold. But within that resource, we've got roughly 750,000-800,000 tons grading 11 grams per ton gold. And this is near surface opportunity, near surface potential open pittable resources. So very high grade material that we could look at advancing this year. We've got 3 rigs operating there now doing infill drilling. We're about to add another 1 or 2 to do step out drilling along strike of these low sulfidation epithermal veins. So yeah, a huge amount of exploration activity this year. I think our total budget for the year was roughly $17 million and 60 to 70,000 meters of drilling on our 100% on ground. And then just to finally cap that off is that we're now about to start a multi-rig drill program with Rio Tinto, who we brought into the country last year, looking at large bulk tonnage copper and copper gold porphyry systems, which we have actually found up in the northeast corner of Nicaragua in the Golden Triangle. And so we're about to kick those programs off within the next month or two. So there's a huge amount of activity in an underexplored region, and I'm really looking forward to the outcome and the results that we see throughout the year.
Ryan, can you wrap us up quickly with an update on this relationship with Rio Tinto and the drill program that's going to be happening this year, what the significance is for the company?
Yeah, so obviously bringing Rio into the country, I think from my perspective, validated the country as a place that is some place they want to go to operate. They probably validated the infrastructure and the opportunity there, but more so they validated the work that Calibre had done in the past and the geological opportunity that sits there. So the deal is that we've got about almost 700 square kilometer land package in the earn-in. So they can spend $45 million to earn into 75% of these Barossi, we call them the Barossi District land package. And up there, we've discovered porphyry copper gold systems in the back of a farmer's field, low rolling hills, power and roads right to the project. We had drilled back in 2013, 260 meters of 0.8 gold and 0.3 copper. The system didn't get big enough, and there hasn't been a lot of exploration activities around there since. So this is the type of system that is attracting the Rios of the world to this type of a bulk tonnage large system, because they're looking for large, big systems. And so, yeah, it's an earn-in. They can earn up to 75%. This year, it seems like after a fulsome 12 months of review since we announced the deal with them, they and ourselves had identified over 40 targets. And after doing full analyses of the geochemistry, the IP geophysics that had been done in the past and the previous drilling that had been done in the past, we collectively as a team have prioritized 4 new copper and copper gold targets. And that's the focus of this first, call it, I think it'll be about a 5,000-6,000 meter reconnaissance drill program, and the first drilling in some of these targets that I've ever seen. So yeah, a pretty exciting opportunity. But then layer on top of that is that stepping back from that earn-in, we also entered into an alliance with Rio Tinto, so that I think it's almost 14,000 square kilometer land package that we've applied for with the government. And Rio is funding that. We're the operator in both of these situations. And so what that is more of a generative phase of identifying within that overall alliance the opportunities within there. And that's up to $25 million over a number of years on a project by project basis. So if they do find something and then they earmark a district around it, they could earn up to 80% of those individually by spending $25 million on each project. So a really exciting opportunity and optionality for our shareholders that I think is a unique mix of 100% on ground, but then we've got Rio and Calibre earning into or working together to find large bulk tonnage. And these things are large company makers. I mean, these could be very, very large porphyry systems. And we haven't got there yet. It's still at the exploration phase. But I'm very interested because we've attracted Rio to these opportunities.
All right. Very interesting, Ryan. It's impressive to see this growth in Calibre really just in the last year, just over a year. I will keep on following up with you regarding any news that is coming in on the production front or the exploration front. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding anything going on in Caliber Mining, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Ryan back on the show to address those. Ryan, I appreciate the update. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Always enjoying being here, Corey. Thanks for the time.